It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Wisconsin ranks poorly in terms of children's oral health. Some argue that dental therapists could be the answer to the lack of access to proper dental care, particularly in rural portions of our state. We're learning more about what these professionals do, how they differ from dentists, and next steps for legislation on this topic. That's where we'll start on this week's edition of the State Capitol Report. Chimaine Mills is Wisconsin Public Radio's health reporter. Chimaine, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Republican Representative Mary Felczkowski put forth a bill that would ultimately create more access to dental care in Wisconsin. What does access to dental care currently look like in our state?
Well, it's pretty hard to find in a lot of parts of the state. According to the federal government, 64 of the state's 72 counties have at least one shortage area. And for people who are looking for a dentist, this can mean you are searching hours, having to drive miles and miles to find a dentist. And maybe then, if you find one, they may not take your particular type of insurance, which in this case is Medicaid, insurance for low-income people.
So this is primarily a rural problem then, or is it also affecting people in poorer urban areas?
It's both, because you have the problem where the dentist may not take your particular type of insurance, and because it affects both rural and urban areas. That's why you're seeing a broad coalition supporting this bill to create dental therapists.
So how does the bill propose to improve our access? What about these dental therapists? How would that work?
Well, we all know what a dentist is, right? The dentist looks at your mouth, determines what's wrong, what needs to be filled or pulled. And we know what a hygienist is. That's the person who cleans your teeth. Well, somewhere in the middle is what's called a dental therapist. So they work under the supervision of a dentist. They would have to have the okay and be overseen by a dentist, but they wouldn't have all the capabilities of a dentist. For instance, they could fill and drill. They could put on a temporary crown, but they wouldn't do the more complex procedures. They could pull teeth, but only if it's not surgical extraction.
So what will this bill do to provide these dental therapist services in Wisconsin?
Well, critics point out that it doesn't say these dental therapists have to practice in the areas that have shortages. So Minnesota's bill does that. It makes clear that we are trying to address this shortage. Therefore, if you get a license to practice as a dental therapist, you have to practice in one of these areas that has a shortage. Wisconsin's bill does not have that provision, but the author, Mary Felczkowski, says, well, there's so many areas of Wisconsin that have shortages, I don't need to put it in there. Almost anywhere these therapists would practice, if the bill goes through, would improve the situation now.
What does it cost to see a dental therapist as opposed to a dentist? I'm going to assume that it's cheaper.
It's about half the cost. And that's why the state has a stake in this, because it is reimbursing the care that is provided to these people on Medicaid.
And so how is the pay different then for dental therapists as opposed to dentists?
Well, that pay is also lower. They make about half what a dentist makes.
We're talking about legislation that would allow dental therapists in Wisconsin. Our guide to this discussion, WPR reporter Chimaine Mills. What questions do you have about it? 800-642-1234. Do you think dental therapists are a good idea? Let's talk about the state of oral health in Wisconsin, Chimaine. What does it look like, and how do we stack up in Wisconsin against other states?
Well, unfortunately, we've been at the bottom of the list for a long time. We're 45th now, according to a comparison of other states. We were 50th at one point, and Minnesota also was down at the bottom. They were 50th. And part of the problem is we're both rural states, so that's a problem for access is transportation. It's not only finding a dentist who will take your particular form of payment, it's also getting to the dentist. So part of the problem is transportation.
Well, is there any effort to incentivize these dental therapists to move to rural areas or areas that are underserved? And how do we know that this is going to improve access?
Well, that's just it. The opponents, which is mainly the Wisconsin Dental Association and the Marquette School of Dentistry, say there are other ways to improve access. I mean, just licensing dental therapists who may or may not practice in areas where there are a shortage is not going to do it alone. What they want is loan repayment for those who promise to practice in areas of shortage. They want other things like higher Medicaid reimbursement rates for existing dentists. And so they say they want a more comprehensive approach to this problem. They don't believe dental therapists alone will solve a problem which results in between 30 and 40,000 people across the state going to emergency rooms for tooth problems.
Representative Felskowski says that there is a nationwide movement to enable dental therapists to work in their states. Is this, in fact, a national movement? Where are we seeing this?
Well, it's a national movement in the sense 12 states have some form of dental therapy law right now. The momentum has been in the last year where you've seen half a dozen states pass laws licensing this particular dental provider. So she's right. There definitely is momentum. It's not widespread yet.
Now, these dental therapists would be in a role similar to what? Physician assistants in medicine?
Yeah, and that's probably what most of us can relate to. If you go to the doctor nowadays, more than likely you're going to see what we refer to as a PA, a physician assistant. You might also see your doctor, but PAs are, you know, in a lot of healthcare right now. And that is the comparison being made to dental therapists. They could do some of the preliminary work, the less complex healthcare work. The Dental Association tries to poke hole in this argument, saying that comparison is unfair because a physician assistant has a lot more training than these dental therapists would have. A dental therapist would have 3 years at a tech school.
Okay, so how does that 3 years at a tech school compare to what it would take to be a dentist?
Well, most dentists, they have the PhD. So, I mean, they have a doctorate. I mean, it takes years and years to become a dentist. However, the therapists are not going to be doing the complex work that dentists are doing. They're mm-hmm. going to be doing the drilling and filling, basic restorative work.
So this bill will get a public hearing this week on Wednesday. What are we expecting at the hearing, and then what happens after that?
Actually, we already had the hearing, and surprisingly, it was packed. I didn't know dentistry was such an exciting issue, but it was filled mainly with dental hygienists who see this as a career path. So, yeah, we've had the one hearing. We are going to have another hearing, according to the author. She says she's been promised by leadership there will be a hearing in the Assembly this fall. So we had the Senate hearing. We may also get a public hearing in the Assembly this fall.
Any thoughts on what the chances are of this bill becoming law?
Well, I've learned not to predict too many things with the legislature
yeah,
over the
I
years. But she has been promised a hearing, and okay. She says she's optimistic, so.
Well, that's a good sign. Chimaine, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, John.
Chimaine Mills is Wisconsin Public Radio's health reporter. Our state capitol report continues in just a moment. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.